Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Look around you. Though you can see no water for miles around, we are nonetheless marooned, stranded in a nightmare called Barovia. To change metaphors, you, me, and my people are imprisoned here. The mists that surround us are prison bars, and the Devil's Strahd our jailer. There is only one way out. Either we die, or the Devil does.
The gods of healing no longer shine on Barovia. Hector, you literally have drained the healing of the region of Barovia to a point that it has become that people just heal slower.
Oh my god.
You recover 32 hit points. And yes, you will notice, everyone will notice, the entire area of Barovia from this point forwards will noticeably realize, oh shit, my wounds don't recover as quickly as they normally do.
And when everyone realizes that, there's no way to trace that back to me, is there?
We shall see.
And so it's only the things that have, so in a short rest, those are the...
Yeah, you would only recover things from a short rest.
Cool.
You could. I see Jackson checking to see what he gets back on a short rest.
Yeah, it's become increasingly relevant what I get back within an 8-hour period. Okay. Short, okay. All right. It's not so bad.
My spells are
short, long rest?
Only long.
B, you better be fucking careful.
You know how many spell slots I now have after last night?
How many would that be, Joel Zabba?
I have 2 second level slots left.
So on the bright side, this is as bad as it gets. This is basically dead battery for Penia. Mm-hmm. This is as bad as it's going to get.
Okay.
That's the good news. The bad news is with 32 hit points, Hector, you wake up and you feel, you before you open your eyes, you feel a swaying sensation and you feel soreness all over your body, especially around your mouth. You have, this is also a great time to inform you that I'm using another set of rules.
Oh, yeah.
Called injuries and vile deeds.
This is a lot to take in very quickly.
So
talk about kicking us while we're down. Yeah.
So it's just kind of a rule set that gives lasting injuries.
Okay.
When, depending on your total hit points, depending on your maximum hit points, when you take certain damage thresholds, you will incur certain lingering injuries.
Okay.
And it's very funny that these lingering injuries, they're just going to last so much longer than they would already because they're long and short rest dependent.
Yeah, okay.
So you have bruised windpipe. The character cannot speak above a whisper until they have taken a long rest.
So in a week.
This does not interfere with spell casting.
Small blessings, yes.
That's going to be really good for this.
It's going to be awesome for you, Joel Zabba's voice.
A bruised windpipe. Okay.
That's what I'm excited for.
This is good.
That's great. Yeah, it's rules. So...
Wow.
When you open your mouth to speak or just to inhale air, you feel the wolf having had its jaw locked around your throat. It's like it's still there. You know, because you can't feel the weight of the wolf, that it can't be there. But it feels like the jaw nonetheless is still the wolf's mouth is still locked around your throat. You can feel it as if it is still there. So the feeling of swaying from side to side. You can hear a great deal of people walking or shuffling. You open your eyes and you see you are being carried on a, what's it called, when they got like the long
like a
stick?
Stretcher? Oh, I see what you mean. Like a sled.
Okay. I was going
to a sled. Okay. Your hands and legs are bound.
Oh. Like a spit.
Yeah, like a spit. Yeah. You're being spit roasted.
All right.
So I was like, okay, well, initially I was like, maybe, you know, put my like hands to my neck to kind of feel that like scarring or whatever. But I guess...
No such luck.
I'll just open my eyes and have a geese.
You look around. You can see probably about 40 people, all told.
Wow. Okay.
You all can see you are not the only person here. There are several other of these, the spits. Mm-hmm. And you can see there are several other people in various states, just in general, also being led somewhere. You don't know. You're just outside Valakai. That's all you know. You're on a road. You can see that. You look around. You see the Svalich woods to either side of you. So you know you're in the woods somewhere on a path, not in Valakai. And that's kind of the extent of your knowledge at this point.
Right.
As you keep looking around as well, you see at the head of the procession and at the rear of the procession, you can see there are, in total, 8 direst wolves.
Awesome.
You do not think you spot Boris among them, but there are 4 ahead, 4 behind. They're just casually walking with the group.
Yeah.
All of the people here, anyone whose face you can see, except the other sacrifices, if you will, the other sacrifices, everyone here has kind of a glassy-eyed expression.
You can see
up near the front of the procession as well, where those 4 direst wolves are, you can see that there is a person wearing what looks like ceremonial robes, but you don't get a great look at them.
Okay. All right. Let's see. So my feet and hands are bound.
Correct.
How, like, if I just, like, a little bit of a flex of the rope, how, I guess, tight is this? How strong is the rope?
Highs, how long, how strong is a piece of string? Highs or lows?
Highs?
Whoa, there's not a lot of give here, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Teeth? Chew your way out?
I'm thinking. is there, if I were to, can I shuffle them a little bit and kind of get a bit of friction on any of the rope there to kind of like start maybe subtly at least starting a bit of headway to kind of break
them down.
If
you're trying to use friction to start this process, you rolled pretty well, so I'm going to allow it. But I'm going to let you know that if you finish this, you will take some damage. Because you will have, you're like really, not only are you wearing away at the rope, you're wearing away at your own fucking wrist.
Yeah. I don't want to just like break free.
Yeah.
Because like, that'll just like.
Will be recaptured pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'd be like falling on my ass in front, in between like 40 people and 8 wolves.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So who's around me? What are they wearing? What are they like equipment wise?
You have the best look around that you can. You rolled pretty well, so you do a pretty good job. You're almost immediately back to yourself. Mm-hmm. You can tell that it's been some time. You look and you see that, once again, the Barovian sky, it's so incredibly overcast all the time. And today is no exception. It's probably a lot heavier. It's always been so thick that day is never really that bright. But today it is so incredibly thick that it could almost be mistaken for nighttime. But you do nonetheless see that the sun has moved from one end of the sky to the other end of the sky. So you deduce that it has been about 8 hours since you were captured.
All right.
So it's probably about, if it was 6 a.m. when you were captured, that makes it...
it was about like 4-ish, I want to say, when I was captured.
Late afternoon.
Yeah, because it wasn't...
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, you're correct. Sorry. It was about 4 a.m. when you were captured. Mm-hmm. So that makes it about midday now.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Looking around, you spot that there is ahead of you, there's a few people in between you and them, but ahead of you, there is someone with your backpack strung over their shoulder and your equipment.
Okay.
It's so funny, just like robbed of your spells and abilities. You're just like, just your own hands and feet.
This is maybe the last thing that you notice. You feel Penia's presence upon you, but you, like I said, it's like a dead battery.
Yep.
She has nothing to give you right now. Or she has what little abilities you have left.
Okay. I have 2 spells I can do, and it's gonna be very like...
It's so fucked up. You've got 2 spells left, and then it's a week. You'd just be a guy for a week.
So my backpack is there.
Yes.
And that'll have a few things. Oh, okay. Does anyone, if I look around, does anyone have maybe like a bow or like a, a, a like basically a weapon that I can put an arrow in.
Yeah, you see that there are quite a few people of varying strata within Valakai. So you can see maybe a few nobles, or the closest that approximates a noble in Valakai. But you would see, yes, some of the common folk, and in among them there would be more than one hunter and trapper and more than one bow and arrow.
All right.
Available if you can get it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, if you want one, you are going to have to take one.
Yeah. I get that. So I have... All right, I've got only a few spells left, and I'm just trying to figure out maybe the best thing for this. So my plan would be... Because I know in my backpack, the only thing that right now is maybe useful... is an arrow belonging to a certain dusk elf.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Nah-ha.
Oh, all right.
So, at least, I assume it was, they did say to fire it up, and that'll alert them of their presence. Yeah. So I'm assuming it's a flare.
Yeah.
Or some kind of,
oh,
like,
yeah, that's what I was imagining. Like,
I'm assuming it's some...
Yeah.
I hope it is.
Yeah.
I hope it's not an arrow. She's just looking.
Surely.
Yeah. She couldn't.
She couldn't.
She wouldn't she dare wouldn't. Do
she
that
would never.
To you.
She would never.
Okay. So there's that. All right. So I need to break free. I need to take a bow, and then I need to get that arrow, and then I need to fire it.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of steps.
Okay.
For a man with his hands and feet bound.
Yeah. Okay, in doing
Let's
that...
Let's start with step number one. Unbinding hand and feet.
Yeah.
Is that... We're just proceeding. We're just walking down.
Yeah.
There's no way for rest. There's no way for, like, everyone chilling. There's no
distraction. How long are you waiting, I suppose? How long are you willing to wait to see if there is a rest?
Like...
Because they might rest, you just don't know how long it's going to take if they're going to rest, though.
I would say, like, so it's midday. I'd probably, while I'm trying to formulate this plan, this is going to take anywhere between, like, probably 30 minutes to an hour of just trying to find any sort of, like, you know, holes in their formation. If someone is, like, not as distracted, I will start making headway of, like, using either friction to try and break those binds, but not to the point where it just falls, because then I'm like, oh, well, now I have to act.
Especially if you accidentally do your wrists
and
first,
then not feet.
And then not
yeah,
feet,
yeah, yeah,
just
yeah,
getting
yeah.
dragged along.
Highs or lows?
Well, let's go lows this time.
Lows? All right. One of the direst wolves at the front of the procession turns around, gives a little howl, and there's some level of conversation, quite clearly... But they're not speaking common, but the direst wolves have some conversation among them. And they move off to the side. The people in the procession follow with, as if they know what's happening. The procession moves off to the side and settles down for, like, a short rest. Several of the direst wolves head off into the forest, and in a little while you will hear screaming.
All right. Okay. I think now might be then the perfect time to enact the plan. Okay. I'm going to try and break out of these ropes.
Okay. You, with a Herculean effort, you explode your hands and then quickly your feet out of the ropes. You, with that maybe friction, you've worn away at them and you're able to do one, like, huge effort to explode out, and you are very quickly free, but also very quickly in trouble.
Fair enough. As a bonus action, I will cast Sanctuary on myself.
Uh-huh.
That'll give me at least some form of protection.
Okay.
Now.
Let's go to initiative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's getting crazy here in the studio.
Dice going all over the damn
Dice
joint.
Going
all right.
Freaking
so how many people could theoretically attack you in one turn?
Surely an element of surprise.
All right.
That's a lot of guys.
And they're ensorcelled.
Element of surprise, sure, will slow their reaction, but you're in a camp of 40 people.
Yeah, I know. So there's a couple of things I want to do first.
First attack, a miss.
They have to pass wisdom saving throws.
I thought it was just disadvantage.
No.
Okay. So 8 people need to make wisdom saving throws.
Got to get a lot of d20s.
2 successes. And it's not disadvantage then? They just get to attack?
Yeah, on a failed save, the creature must choose a new target or lose the attack or spell.
All right, well, they lose their attacks. 2 people get to swing at you. You take 1 blow.
Nicely done.
You take 4 points of damage.
Really putting Pania to the through her paces.
As you explode out, You, it's like Penny as a battery jumped up to like 10% in the time that it took for you to formulate and then enact on this plan. Mm-hmm. And as several people move to swing, and then you can see them, like, it's like they start moving through molasses and then are frozen, or their arm to swing at you with various weapons, with chandelabras, with candle holders, with all sorts of lighting implements, with torches, with batons, some with swords. Every single one of them, the swinging arm, the swinging arc slows down and stops, and you immediately feel Penia back down to zero.
That's not good to hear. Okay, next question. The person holding my backpack.
Yeah.
Do they have a bow?
Highs
or if highs?
Highs? Yeah, they have several other, like I said, you're one of many people, and they would have a lot of other people's equipment on mm-hmm. them, which includes a bow.
All right. I'm going to run towards them mm-hmm. so that I'm close to them. And then do I take any attacks or ops?
Yeah, I was about to roll.
Because I won't cast a spell just yet.
Guess about eight.
One person gets an attack on you and they will... Oh, you're not wearing any armor right now. They will still miss, though.
That's good. It's good.
Slippery.
That's good. Okay. So then at a second level...
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
Thing I've got.
This is your last spell
for a week.
Fucking hell.
So I'm going to use a command at a second level. It is a one word command. Drop or give.
What about fire?
Oh, yeah.
May I recommend? I assumed that's what you were going to do.
Far out.
Oh, I was going to try and steal it and fire. I can give this one move. Fire at him.
Fire.
Oh yeah.
He fails.
Fire.
Penia fades almost completely. You no longer feel her warmth around you.
Okay.
Boy. But, mm-hmm. but, the man already under a compulsion from some strange eldritch horror feels another compulsion upon him. The puppet body is puppeteered by... Two puppeteers begin pulling at this man's limbs. He pulls out the arrow, knocks it in a bow that one of several bows that he was also carrying, and fires it up into the air. As soon as it leaves its knocking and starts arcing up into the air, it begins gathering speed. It goes far faster and far straighter than an arrow normally should, but you see that it becomes kind of ethereal and then almost like just wind, and then when it reaches some sort of apex, it explodes, and you see like a firework shower down all around you.
That's... And the second person that it affects?
Yeah, who else?
Oh, yeah, what's the other one?
That's the same word.
well, where would you want the...
Well, right.
One guy just lights a little fire.
A guy fires a crossbow up into the air, I guess.
I was hoping it would get one of the people. Anyway, okay.
Oh, well, you can... Yeah, sure, all right. A guy with a crossbow shoots and misses, unfortunately.
That's a shame.
Okay, all right. Then I will try... All right, so there's the
that
woods.
Was your some of your movement. That was your action.
So there's woods to the all around.
Well, there's guys to all around you.
Well, guys,
sorry,
all
guys
around.
And gals.
Yeah, yeah.
Gals can be mind controlled cultists too.
Okay, so there's everyone. So there's a lot of villages around me, and past them. I'm guessing, is there like a bit of...
Well, there's woods.
Woods
and
with dire wolves.
Malachi in the background behind you.
Yeah. I guess where there is a...
You're actually not 100% sure what... Like, you were heading in that direction, but was Valakai... Is Valakai back in that direction? Yeah. You've been unconscious for a while.
Well, I assume better to go back to where we... I'll try and find or look at very quickly the area of, like, the smallest amount of people, and I'm going to try and... Run.
All right.
I just want to let you know, Adam, that Sanctuary ended.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, because I cast...
Oh, so these are attack rolls.
Yeah, because I cast a spell.
So
yeah.
I can't see Adam rolling, obviously, but from the angle that I am at, I can occasionally see when he takes from his big dice pile. And it was really awesome to just watch him pick up, like, a huge handful of D20s to roll the attacks on you.
It's
and then an almost equal amount of damage dice.
You take 12 points of damage.
Yep.
Still standing. And you're still in their camp.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
That's fine. Gotta run.
They surround you. You are completely surrounded.
Okay.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4 hits.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, Hector.
Do I? Okay.
No, go on. 9 more points of damage.
Yeah. Oh, and then further 9? All right.
Yeah, further 9.
Okay.
They've surrounded you, and you bring your hands up to try and shield yourself, but it's just blow after blow after blow. You're being knocked to the ground. It stops for a brief second, and you would actually get an attack of opportunity if you wanted, as one of the people pulls away. Would you like to take it? You can if you want.
You're pretty dismissive of it. Seems almost like it's not worth it.
It's not.
Yeah.
Also, he's not taking. He's not winning. Yeah. You're done.
They're like, well, I guess my question would be, do I look like if I stop, will they stop hitting me?
I mean, you don't know.
All right.
They're kind of definitely mindless automatons. So their will is determined by someone else right now.
All right. Look, 7 hit points is better than 0 hit points.
That's true.
So I'm not going to take the attack of opportunity, and I will just raise my hands.
Oh, it's not your turn yet. Sorry. One of them pulls away. You just get an attack. By the rules of D&D, you're allowed an attack of opportunity. No, it's the Diarist Wolf's turn.
Oh.
Yeah, if you'll recall, I said some of them left, but not all of them.
Oh.
I raise my hands.
A Diarist Wolf slowly, in the gap that was made, a Diarist Wolf slowly slinks in. The Diarist Wolf, it lunges. It lunges for you.
Mm.
Okay, so, no, this attack probably can't outright kill you.
The probably will be your saving grace. Surely it's not done 60 damage. No, sorry, 120 damage in one turn. Yeah.
It probably won't outright kill you. I think I'd need to do...
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't need to be 100. But I... Well, look, let's find out.
Okay. Okay. Well, cool. That's cool stuff. That's cool stuff for you, Jill Zammett.
All right. Good news, bad news. Which would you like first?
I'd
bad
like...
News.
Yeah.
Bad news is triple damage.
It's just by my picking for him.
He got a crit?
Yeah, he got a crit, yeah. Well, on one of his two attacks, he got a crit.
On his two attacks.
Okay.
That's okay. The bad news, triple damage. Good news is AC is reduced by a D6 or D6 rounds, and that's not relevant to you.
So largely meaningless.
Yeah.
How lucky are you?
You're welcome.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, so that's 20 plus 30... God. 40, oh, will he kill you? No. What did I say? 40, 45, 46, 7, 48 damage.
Okay.
All right.
Cool beans. So,
48, was it?
Yeah.
All right, I'm on negative 41.
Yeah, well, that's fine. You're not dead, but there is a downside.
You know those, I guess those are new rules.
Yeah, Adam was saying earlier that he's got these brand new fun, funky rules for us.
Your... bruised windpipe is now upgraded.
Okay.
Oh, no.
To internal bruising. The character takes a death saving throw failure. This failure cannot be removed until the character finishes a long rest. So you always have one failed saving throw. So start yourself at one failed saving throw.
All right.
And then let's, do you want to do the rolling?
Okay. Maybe the wolf will.
How quick could those dusk elves be?
Yeah, maybe the wolf will take pity on me.
Lickety split, dude.
Maybe the wolf will take
two shakes of a baboon's penis.
Two shakes of a baboon's penis.
Okay,
that's a seven.
That's a 7.
So that's two death saving throw failures.
and then in the turn. And then whose turn is it now, Adam?
And then you are stabilized.
Oh,
okay.
That's concerning.
They have grander plans for you.
Cool. Awesome.
We'll revisit you in a little while. In the meantime, it's still 6 a.m.
Yeah. Well, we're probably going to head off ASAP, really.
All right. Where are you making your way to?
Well, are we kind of all in agreement that we think he's at the lake, or that we think he's headed.
It's possible,
if that's where the
yeah.
watery mass is.
The watery mass has some connection to this.
Yeah. And Yendo was saying that he had the direwolf
tentacle,
had a tentacle in its mouth. Well, yeah, look, that's something Pip's got to do anyway. Not that he's not concerned about Hector, but it's just, it's kind of on the way now. So I guess we probably would leave the church and just start making our way through Valakai toward the closest gate out.
All right.
Although I probably need to be in like a hood or something because I...
Dragonborn aren't that common in Valakai as well. Yeah. I mean, they're not unheard of, but
yeah,
you might be one of like... In a town of a couple thousand, you might be like...
One of two.
One of five,
it's
maybe?
It's me and Dragonborn Jim.
Jim the Dragonborn, please. That's how naming conventions work. Yeah.
Anybody questions me, I'm like, I'm Jim. It's Jim.
All right. So I suppose Father Lucian would be able to supply you with some clothes to conceal your identity.
Mm-hmm.
And you leave through the North Gate.
Okay. Are we stopped at all or...
No.
I don't know why I asked. Fuck. That was stupid of me. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, that's really dumb of you, dude. Highs or lows?
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 Highs?
Highs?
Lows.
Lows?
Just neither.
How much could I do? How far could I take this? No, seriously, what is it?
Lows. Let's go lows.
Lows? All right. Yeah, you fucked up.
God damn it.
As you're making your way through Valakai, yeah. You'd kind of want to go into the middle of town and then north past mm-hmm. the orphanage.
Yeah.
You, in your mind, you're like, all right, we can either go along the wall or we can go through the heart of town. And in your mind, you're like, well, the wall is definitely going to have a garrison.
Yeah,
there'll
be
people walking along it constantly. So it's a guarantee that we're going to pass
the heart of town is busy.
The heart of it's busy. So while you are still likely to encounter guards, you're a lot less likely. Oh, it's not a guarantee, basically. So you're like, well, that seems like the smarter
Take
option.
Take the gamble.
Right? So you head through the heart of town, and then you find yourself in a very uncomfortable position. So there's a parade going on.
Oh, no.
I don't know if you remember
this.
Oh my
god, it's the fucking festival.
The festival of the blazing sun, yeah.
God.
So, I don't know if you recall this, but this was when you first
came
to
town. We got a pamphlet, yeah. We got a whole fucking brochure about it. Okay.
And I'm really fucking sorry to say that one of the floats in the parade is a tribute to Draconic Heritage. And the four other dragonborn in town are all on that float. So when a guardsman spots you while the float is traveling past, he knows who the fuck you are.
That's so nice they got a float, though. That's good.
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
That is pretty bad as well. It's not just a guardsman. Yeah. It's like a group of five of them. You're in a thick throng of a crowd with... Oh, no, a Gogash is not here, but you're with Yender.
Uh-huh.
You're with...
Cribbit?
Cribbit and... No, Father Lucian wouldn't have come with. But you have at least Cribbit and... Yender, who are now absolutely, I'm realizing, incriminated.
Yeah, well, Cribbit is 100% incriminated.
Yeah, Cribbit was already incriminated.
We've really just incriminated Yender.
Yeah, Yender's now absolutely... Yeah. All right, look, it's a mixed bag.
Yeah. What's the good bit? Yeah. It's a bad bag.
Can Cribbit cast invisibility on other people? Or is it just his little self? No, he doesn't want to.
It's not as dramatic. Oh, no, it could be a little dramatic. But he can't.
Okay.
I mean, he could cast it once, but only one person could be invisible.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
So the guardsman you see spots you, you spot him, and he starts pushing his way through the crowd to get to you. They start pushing their way through the crowd to get to you. You look around. The road is in front of you to the north, the way you kind of want to go, and that is filled with floats. You could push your way out there, but that would make, if there are any guards around, that would make you really fucking obvious to them.
You
could head back the way you came, or any direction, really. You're just in kind of the town square area, just in a thick throng of a crowd.
Okay, I've got a pretty risky plan, but let's see if it works out.
All right. Oh, the parade is heading from east to west, if that's important.
I would like to dash across whatever the lane that the floats are in, wherever they're coming down.
Mm-hmm.
How are they moving?
What do you mean?
Like,
it's like a massive wooden board on wheels with various decorations atop it.
I'd like to, am I near the draconic one?
Yes.
I'd like to set it on fire. Surely that'll be enough of a distraction that we can get away in the ensuing chaos.
I was about to be like, let me roll to see how flammable it is. But, like, what could they make it out of that is... Yeah, what could they have made it out of that isn't flammable? Yeah. All right, you breathe
Sort of, like, maybe slide out.
Yeah?
Give a little kind of, like, an awkward wave to the other Dragonborns. And set it ablaze.
Yeah, all right. You set the you set the float on fire.
Set the parade on fire.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. Anyway. Yeah.
You bathe it in flames. The other dragon... You're trying not to hit them.
Of course. I don't know why, but I imagine that the parade is a big dragon's head. So if I'm, like, on the front
Let's say it is,
yeah. I'm burning the front the other behind it or whatever.
The other four dragonborn hop off the boat. The nearest one to you, when they get off, looks to you and says, "What the fuck?"
I have no time to explain.
as you're trying to move
maybe
through,
as I like start to wave, I'm like, I'm so sad we never got to talk, you know, Dragonborns here in Velikai. You seem like you've done a good job of it. Four of you have banded together.
Jim the Dragonborn sucker punches you in the back of the head. You take 3 points of damage.
Fuck. Okay, why am I sticking around to talk?
We'll Yender and Cribbit come up. Yender is calling out, "Oh, so sorry, so fucking sorry. We're really, really sorry. I promise. We're fucking sorry."
Grab the back of my head, and I'll duck into the crowd on the other side of the parade.
Cribbit begins playing a song.
Yeah, great, good, fantastic. Maybe I glance around. Can I see whether or not the guards have been distracted by this? I assume.
Yeah, a few. So of the five guards who were chasing you, two of them have to break off to deal with this on a flame float.
Mm-hmm.
And you get into the other side of the crowd, you start pushing your way through, but you see that other guards are coming out into the parade and moving to get closer, basically.
Okay.
You start making your way north, is that correct?
Yeah, north, yep.
All right. Oh, how are we doing this again?
yeah, god damn, how many times am I going to run
from
the guards? Oh, I forgot,
I'm not rolling for just you, baby.
Oh no, Krivet, this is just like what Hector went through. I got to carry two tiny little guys.
Far out.
Oh, he's rubbing his face. Something bad happened.
You had to ask a question. That's the problem. You had to ask a question.
You glance back at one point, and you see as Yenda gets fucking clotheslined by one of the guards, she barrels end over end and hits the ground in a daze. You can see she's slowly staggering back up to her feet, but she's in combat.
Okay.
Cribbit is also, he's got fucking people hot on his heels.
Mm-hmm.
He turns around and you see him kind of just whisper something. And then two stall owners who were next to each other turn around and start having an argument.
Yeah.
And as part of their argument, one of them pushes the other one's stall, which tips over and hits a guard.
Hits
the guard, nearly gonna get Cribbit.
Okay. All right. So does Yenda look like she's in trouble?
Yes.
Okay.
Yender is not going to be able to keep running. She's going to need to stop and engage.
I have one special arrow for the next 8 hours. Don't know if you know about that, Adam.
You also got one fewer breath for the next 8 hours. Yeah.
If I kneel down.
You don't know this, though.
That's true. That's.
You won't. No, yeah, you're not aware of this just yet. Correct. Yeah, yes.
Cool. If I kneel down, can I, through the throng of people's legs, see the leg of the god?
I'd give him 3/4 cover, but yes.
Okay, I'm going to try and fire a precise shot at him with advantage to hit.
You hear a few people cry out in alarm as the bolt kicks up a bit of air as it whistles beneath them. But then the guard's leg, you see it is skewered by your bolt.
Oh, thank God.
So it is a few coals of astonishment and then one scream of pain.
Yes.
And the guard clutching the bolt takes a knee. All right, you're lucky. Yender is able to use that to dart around him and you are the three of you in a sprint again, pushing your way
That's
through
good
the
to
crowd.
Hear. That's good to hear.
The crowd begins to thin out as you make your way north. So, Yender trips. As she is scrambling, you can see she's limping. When she got clotheslines, quite clearly something, she got like
damaged.
A fucked up leg.
Yeah.
So she slips in some mud because she's not got stable footing, hits the ground. She looks up at you, Pip, and you see in her face, just it's like she's saying, like she's calling out, just go.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's fine. I'll keep going.
You turn and you keep running. It's now she, well, you lose sight of her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you assume she has been apprehended. It is you and the little Grung.
Okay.
the guards, once you hit open field,
yeah.
you and
Cribbit.
You and Cribbit haven't slept.
Yeah, I know.
You both take a level of exhaustion.
Ah, fuck.
Hang on a fucking minute.
God damn it. I gotta get those shots off before Adam realized. Before it kicked in.
Hang on a fucking minute.
You got like 2 hours.
Yeah, I got a couple of little sleepos in the crypt.
I believe exhaustion comes back after, I think you'll find a long rest.
Okay. That's cool stuff.
Let me just check, actually.
Good stuff.
Be nice.
Cool. I think that's actually really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you want a long rest for any level of exhaustion.
And hey, just quick reminder, just quick.
Yeah?
Quick 10-4. What's exhaustion give me?
One level of exhaustion isn't so bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One level of exhaustion is disadvantage on ability checks.
Cool stuff. Oh dear. Okay. All right. Okay. That's fine.
That's cool.
That's fine. Yeah.
At least you can talk.
And and thank God I've got only good boy cards related to ability checks for some reason.
Yeah.
Hey, one of the good boy cards is get a long rest as part of a short rest.
Oh, that's become such a
valuable card.
It's also funny because you had the best sleep of your life.
On the bright side, Cribbit, I believe, has an ability that will be... Cribbit just leapt in the... in fucking...
worth usefulness.
Usefulness, because he has a ability that works on short rests. Or like as in, he has a song of rests.
Yeah.
So you get extra hit points as part of a short rest.
That's great. That's useful. Useful.
That's going to be very
Cribbit.
Good. Cribbit MVP right now.
Yeah. Most valuable member of the party, big time.
I forgot. Going back to what I was saying previously, You and Cribbit have stayed up all night. Mm-hmm. Neither of you have had a wink of sleep. You were both exhausted. And so you start losing ground to the guards in open field where you can't use the thronging mass of people to defend you.
Ah,
you're just losing. Yeah, you're just losing ground. Okay. So Cribbit starts getting in front of you.
MVP.
MVP.
And you feel, you don't feel, you are tackled by one of the guardsmen.
Uh-oh. Okay, fuck. All right.
Well, on an upside for us, they are also suffering the effects.
That's true.
Of a short rest for a long rest.
That's true.
So no one is getting a good night's sleep
anymore. Nobody
in
is getting a good night's sleep anymore.
That's basically been the slogan since day one. But yes, no one's getting a good night's sleep in Barovia. Yes. You are tackled and you hit the dirt. One of the guardsmen is on top of you. You hear him hiss into your ear, "Time to die, little boy."
Weird.
The fuck?
It's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to enervating breath him in the face.
Oh, no. What does that do?
It incapacitates him.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he... You roll over. You basically kiss. And you breathe into his mouth. You see him go. His complexion becomes waxy. His eyes turn into pinpricks. And then you just roll him off you.
Okay. Get up and keep running.
All right. You can see the gate. All right. You begin. There's hot on your heels, but another one is not going to tackle you this round.
I'll take that. That's great.
You can see the north gate ahead of you, and then you hear from behind you, "Close the gate!
Close
the gate!
Come on!
The portcullis begins.
Okay. It's a piss gate.
It's a piss gate. I'll probably be able to barrel through it.
Climbing speed.
Well, yeah, I got to climb speed. Does Cribbit though?
He's a frog. He's got a leaping speed.
How light is Cribbit? Could I throw him over the wall?
15 feet high. I just don't think you can.
Fuck.
He can jump.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
A second time, you are tackled. This time by two. They hit you into the dirt. Yeah, you're pretty fucked up this time. Your arms are pinned behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is your turn. What would you like to do?
I got one breath left.
You could hit both of them with it.
And I don't know I'm fucked. So, yeah, I'll fire it off. Pop it off.
One of them goes waxy and rolls off you, but the other one, odds are evens.
Evens.
The one who has your arms pinned is still on top of you. He maybe rolls out of the way and just the gas just does not touch him. It's Cribbit's turn. Cribbit also doesn't know to save these. He's got so many spells, but he doesn't know to save them. Oh my god, he does that at will?
What's this little fucking dynamo doing now?
Cribbit turns around and calls out, just let him go. The god lets you go.
All right, I don't question it. I just run towards Cribbit.
All right. Oh, fuck.
What? What's happened? Adam, is everything okay?
Adam.
Does something appear to be the matter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're sprinting. You got the last little bit. The gate is about 15 feet high, and in the time it took you to get to the gate, you lost about 10 feet of that 15 feet.
Okay, cool. All right.
By the time that you're within kind of touching distance of the gate, I should say, that it's 10 feet, the guards, realizing that you are about to get through the gate, don't bother with slowly winching it anymore. You see two guardsmen with axes slam said axes into the ropes holding the gate up, and it just starts falling.
Okay.
You and Cribbit are both going to need to jump to get through.
Fuck. All right. I got absolutely no abilities to help me here.
Athletics check.
Yeah. What is wrong?
Whatever's the matter, officer.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, can I help you, sir?
You and Cribbit both failed to get through the portcullis.
Fuck, Adam, I have one re-roll a dexterity check, but I can only save one of us.
Who do you save?
How big are the holes in the gate?
That's a great question.
They're not big enough for a grung. They deal with
Cribbit because I can climb.
So could Cribbit.
Oh, but do I know that?
Yeah, he's a little frog guy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you don't know, but
yeah.
Why don't you just climb it then?
Yeah. Maybe I'll save that. Maybe I'll save it. We'll fail. We'll climb it.
You both slam into the gate instead.
Fuck.
Cribbit looks at you. You look at Cribbit. Cribbit,
I just point up.
Yeah, Cribbit starts climbing. Yeah. You both start climbing the side of the gate. The guards behind you, you hear them call out, fire! 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 A scattering of missile weapons lands among you. Yeah. Good news, bad news.
Let's start with the good news and then get sad.
Good news. You see like a few bullets from slings pepper the wall around you, an arrow or two, nothing hits you. The bad news is, two javelins hit Cribbit.
Oh no!
God. That's such a fuck. They're so big for the little frog.
Cribbit takes 12 points of damage. Oh boy. Cribbit stops for a second, and you can see he's like, whoa.
Keep climbing, little man.
Then he keeps climbing. The guards at the top have those axes that they use to cut the gates.
Damn it.
They both swing down at you. Good news, bad news.
Oh, God. What's happened to Cribbit?
Cribbit takes an axe to the head. He takes another. It's only 4 points of damage. Oh, it would kill a normal man.
Why is everyone going for Cribbit?
It just coincidentally are hitting him. But you're up on top of the gate now.
Okay. All right.
Cribbit goes first. Cribbit looks at the guy. There's two guardsmen up the top. Cribbit looks at the one that he's standing next to.
Yeah.
Takes a big sigh, looks at you, and, oh, fuck. Cribbit does two things really quickly.
Okay.
He takes his book, looks at you meaningfully, and then he throws it off the other side.
What are you doing,
then
Cribbit?
He looks at the guardsman you're facing, and he says, jump. The guardsman jumps back the other way into Valakai. Oh, well, I should roll. Yeah, the guardsman jumps back the other way into Valakai, breaks his leg, but is otherwise fine. And then it is the guardsman's turn. No, sorry, Pip, it's your turn.
Okay, so there's a guard at Cribbit.
At Cribbit, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to pepper him with two. The beauty of Cribbit is that he's half the size of a guy.
What?
So I don't need to account for him when firing across.
What if you shoved him?
Well, my guy's jumped off the edge.
Your first attack misses. Your second attack is a hit. Fuck, I hope you kill this guardsman.
Me too, dude.
You deal... Oh, yeah, that's... You're a pretty good shot, and they're just regular town militia.
Okay, thank
you
God.
You shoot him in the back of the neck. He clutches at it and then falls over forwards. Griffith seems to consider this for a second, and then you hear him kind of almost to himself say, "He'll turn," and then he nods. And then you climb down the other side.
Okay.
You hear on the other side of the gate, "Open the gate! Open the gate!"
God. Well, they broke the rope, so yeah, it's gonna be absolutely hard for them now.
You can see on the other side as the guards are freaking out because they can't get to you because they broke this gate. You and Cribbit retreat into the wilderness.
Okay, thank God. It sucks Yenda got arrested by the police, but...
Aiding and abetting, I guess.
Yeah. She'll get out of it. She's
a people person.
She's a people person.
You return to her hanging.
Oh, yeah.
Head on a pike.
Okay, cool. Maybe me and Kribbit will try and find, like, a... somewhere quiet. Is there like farmland at all around Valakar?
No.
Yeah, because it's all Barovia, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll just head into the woods and try and find a secluded little clearing that I can pull the javelins out of Griffin.
All right. I guess surrounding Valakar, you've got, you've got the Vistani.
True.
Yeah, you've got the traveling there. Vistani with Madame Eva, and yeah. I think you've got a certain encampment.
I don't want to go there. Stepping outside and seeing three camps of people I don't want to talk to at once. Having to pick my poison. I pick none. We're going to head into the woods.
Okay.
Away from the camps.
You head into the woods. You find a secluded space.
How's it lows?
Lows.
You're in the woods, dude. It's not safe. What did you say?
I said lows.
Okay, cool. You find a secluded clearing.
Yeah.
Mm.
You and Cribbit sit down on some, like, a scattering of rocks.
Yeah.
And you slowly help Cribbit remove the javelins from his body.
I'm going to see if I can make something to heal him up. Obviously, I got no spells, but maybe I can make a concoction.
Oh, no. Cribbit heals himself.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Cribbit casts his last third level spell for the week.
Okay.
That's so disconcerting.
We need, if we survive,
yeah.
We need to find, I guess, items.
Yeah, we gotta really start buying health potions.
Is that one hurt? This one has many spells.
I think I'm okay, really. Yeah, I think
perhaps these ones, he says, gesturing to the two of you, perhaps these ones should take a short rest.
Yeah, that's
this one not a bad knows idea. A little song to help with rest.
I think that'd be a great Cribbit, honestly.
Cribbit plays a little song, and over the course of an hour, it doesn't work.
I have to admit to you, Cribbit, I don't actually feel any different. I mean, it's nice to rest for an hour running, but...
Cribbit looks really strange. He turns his instrument, the lute, over, and he looks at it, and he says, "Something wrong."
To be honest, I do feel pretty exhausted, more so than usual. And honestly, I mean, people, you're exhausted all the time here in Barovia, but... Is your lute broken?
This one very tired still.
I mean, it could be so many things, Cribbit. You know, there's a bunch of terrible auras.
Maybe disease.
Did fight hag.
Maybe disease.
Hag disease.
Can I check Cribbit for a hag disease? Pick him up, turn him over.
You can see that wounds are not closing, like both of you actually, you would spot. Your body is not healing right. It's not, like, wounds that should have stopped bleeding by this point are still bleeding. And any, like, mechanisms that a body has to heal itself over time do not seem to have even begun to kick in yet.
That's a real worry. Do I know anything that could be causing that?
I mean, it's a million things be causing
it's too
that.
Vague.
But you can't, nothing that you know of is causing this.
Is Madame Eva's troop still here?
Yeah.
Okay, the watery mass. Now that's a challenge rating angry face in Manual de Monster.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct, yes.
I look at Cribbit with his two harpoon holes in his back. All right, Cribbit, I mean, we're not going to do this ourselves, are we?
Cribbit shakes his head.
But he's not out.
He shakes his head in kind of like a, but.
can we see, like, the tents from here?
If you would need to get closer.
Okay.
You just knew that they were there, but I assume have hidden yourself.
Yeah. Maybe I like look over at where the tents are and then look back to Cribbit and I'm like, but he's not our chosen one, is he? He's theirs.
No, this one's chosen.
Yeah,
too.
Sure. Whatever. We're going to head over to the Vistani. okay. I'd like to, with Cribbit maybe in front instead of in tow, start limping my way over to the Vistani camp.
As you approach, the Vistani spot Cribbit first, and you see as Jackson Bailey stands up with arms wide open, and all of them call out, Cribbit! Okay. They quite clearly know him.
Okay, cool.
Cribbit waddles over with his arms outstretched, and Jackson Bailey puts both of his arms underneath Cribbit's, what do you call it?
Armpits.
Yeah. Thank you. And lifts him up into the air and hugs him like you might a child.
Weird.
Cribbit kisses Jackson Bailey on the cheek, and Jackson Bailey kisses Cribbit on the cheek. This is quite obviously a well-rehearsed greeting.
Okay.
Then as the Vistana puts
Cribbit is deposited.
Yes. As Cribbit is slowly put down, Jackson sees you, Pip. And he, unlike the Vistani, have never treated you with hostility like the Barovians or the Valakavians have. But the Vistani it's kind of like sarcasm, to be honest.
Yeah.
They've always treated you as, oh, Pip Mandarin, the great general.
yeah. It's mocking. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can see the curled edges of his smile are quite clearly mocking.
Yeah, Pip hates it, but steals his face, walks into the camp.
You return in victory again.
Hector, your new... Hector has been taken by the watery mass to the north. I don't know what they intend to do with him, but I assume if he's dead... Whatever prophecy you've got going on here this time round, it's probably not going to come to fruition. So as much as it pains me to do, and it pains me, I and Cribbit have come asking for help.
The doors to one of the wagons open up, and Madam Eva steps out through the doorway to look at you. This is the first time you've ever seen her standing. You already knew she had like a frail, wispy frame, but standing here with clothes draped over her, she looks almost like a skeleton wearing clothes, basically.
You must find the elf.
Oh. Okay. I suppose it's on me to think that I would get anything other than riddles coming here.
Jackson.
Jackson turns to look at Madam Eva.
Go to the Blue Water Inn. There, you will find an orc. Tell him to come here.
She turns around and the doors just close on their own.
Okay. Also, I say, and I point to Cribbit's back. Cribbit, we're not healing. I don't know if that's something you've noticed either.
Jackson nods sadly. Sit down. I will explain to you of gods and healing.
Okay. I relish the opportunity to sit by, I assume, a campfire.
Sure, yeah.
And be a little bit warm.
The Valakavian guard, if they suspect that you could be in either Vistani camp or the Dusk Elf camp, they do not send anyone out to check. You are unharassed for the next little while Jackson Bailey was told to do it, but because he's talking to you, he sends someone... No, actually, as per usual, the Vistani treat... Or this, sorry. This group of Vistani, very specifically, this is not a normal Vistani trait. This is a frustrating Madam Eva's troop trait. Mm-hmm. They treat this situation as not a time sensitive.
Yeah, no urgency. Yeah. Great.
After Jackson has explained to you the situation with Pania, which you can believe or you cannot believe. This is coming from Madam Eva, who told him
I guess Pip's thinking about, like, there's Hector, but there's also Yenda. There's a lot more people connected to what waning divine powers there already were in Barovia. So, yeah, as much as he's loath to agree with the Vistani, he probably believes it.
In that case, after Jackson has explained to you the situation, he gets up And before he leaves, he turns to you and he says, would you like something to eat and drink? You look exhausted.
Yeah, I haven't fucking slept in a, well, haven't slept a wink. So yeah, that'd be, I look to Cribbit, I assume.
Cribbit nods slowly.
Yeah.
The two of you are allowed to sleep in one.
He likes eggs. He's a big egg guy.
Oh, he's been eating eggs since he got here.
Okay.
Several of the Vistani.
I feel no need to bring it up then.
Yeah, while you were talking with, this is the first time you've been in a conversation that's probably important or monumentous that Cribbit has not been scribbling away furiously because several of the Vistani have pulled him away and they're giving him different things to play. They seem to fucking love this.
Yeah, that rolls.
While you're having that conversation with Jackson, Cribbit plays everything from the spoons, an obvious and simple one, clearly for him, to an old man's teeth, like removable teeth. Ew. He plays the chattering teeth. And even they're like trying to find animals because they've seen him play a dog.
Yeah,
trying to find other animals for him to play. He plays a bat. Yeah.
That rolls.
And after Jackson has explained to you, he gets up, he shows you where you can sleep, and then he heads off into town to grab a Gogash, basically.
Yeah, realizing that like a brief sleep is not going to do much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we take a full 8 hours.
Well, okay. Hours.
All right. So what time is this now currently?
I assume this would be, we left at 6.
Yeah.
Say we got to the Vistani camp at what? 6:47?
Yeah, thereabouts. Yeah.
Okay, 8 hours from there. Okay. You had 8 hours from...
Yeah. They're 3 hours ahead of you currently.
Okay. That's really not what you want.
Yeah, that's not what you want to hear.
That's for a rescue mission?
Yeah, that's not what you want. And we're down a yender.
And we are down a yender. She got arrested by the cops.
So in your 8 hour long short rest... You recover anything you would recover on a short rest?
I recover everything, which is wonderful.
Oh, there you go. That's great.
That's a real benefit for me.
Quick question.
Yeah.
With Cribbit playing his song of rest, does he have to play it for 8 hours?
For it to work.
Like Adam.
Don't ask me that question. All right. So you got 7d10.
Okay.
How many D10 would you like?
How damaged am I?
Knowing that this is all the healing you'll receive from rests
for a week.
In a week.
How damaged is Pip?
Because
I don't actually know if I got.
Oh,
so we can't do a short rest every night?
No. Short rests recover after a long rest, my friend.
Oh, no. We gotta find Esmeralda again so me and her can get making health potions, dude.
Fuck.
Fucking hell.
The hit dice recover at the end of a long rest, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Awesome.
Pip, you're on 50 hit points by my count.
Okay, yeah, I'll take some healing then.
But sure.
How much?
So I get how many? I get 7d10s?
You've got up to 7d10.
Let's just use one.
Just one?
I'll just take the one. I'm gonna need more, I imagine, Adam, right. In the coming days.
You recover... 5 hit points.
That's so funny.
Even with Cribbit doing his good songs?
Oh, he didn't do it because
he can't play it for a full 8 hours.
He doesn't know that he needs to.
This little tiny...
I'd say that as part of the rest, he just needs to play it for like an hour or so.
Okay. Thank God. Okay.
So you're on 55.
Jesus Christ.
And you're down one hit point die.
So abilities, they go back, they come back on a short rest, and that's once a day. That's not like you only get two in a week, right?
Sorry?
All the abilities that come back.
Oh, yeah, any ability that's a short rest.
Okay, thank God.
Just hit points.
Every long rest, you get 7d10 to use over your short rests. Each d10 is plus your constitution bonus, though.
Oh, yeah.
So it's 7d10 plus...
For me, it's 7, I think.
What?
Oh, no.
Plus 2, your constitution modifier.
All right, yep. Cool.
Just looking... I'm just seeing... Maybe Pip's doing this in the morning, you know, in the cold light of dawn within the little tent. I'm looking through my alchemical ingredients to try and figure out what makes a health potion.
Yeah.
What are the ingredients in a health potion, you know? I've got angel feathers, but how many of them am I going to get in the coming months?
After your long rest. Oh, and Cribbit also needs to recover some. Short rest, sorry. After your teeny tiny little baby rest.
Uh-huh.
Cribbit recovers, what's that,
5 hit points.
Oh, you both recovered 5.
And it's not like the cult, the watery mass. I guess what our good friends over in the Amber Temple.
Yeah.
That's not a time limit, right?
No, no, no. It's not like we can just, like, we can just waste the week getting better.
Yeah.
Cool.